Welcome. You are listening to the eXtension Military Families Learning Network's Personal Finance Podcast. Thank you for taking a money moment out of your day to listen and learn as we share tips to help navigate everyday financial life. Your host today is Dr. Jennifer Hunter, an Associate Extension Professor for Family Finance and Resource Management at the University of Kentucky.
Welcome back to podcast episode number 16. Today we are going to discuss a very important topic, home emergency preparedness, something that we all know that we should plan for and think about, but sometimes it gets moved to the back burner. Fires, flooding, severe storms, earthquakes, tornadoes, and hurricanes affect millions of American households every year. Failure to adequately prepare for these emergencies can result in a number of consequences. However, in the event that you and your family experience one of these emergencies, proper planning and preparation will help you survive. The most important element in preparing your home for an emergency situation is communication. Everyone in your home must be involved and know what to do in the event of an emergency. Additionally, you will want to consider involving your neighbors. In times of crisis, your neighbors will most likely be the first responders to the situation. A home emergency plan is the best way to plan and prepare for an emergency. This plan should be clearly communicated to all members of your household and practiced at least once per year. A couple of years ago, we had a very small fire at our house. It was still significant enough, though, that several fire trucks responded. Just so happened, it was on a day that my daughter's preschool was closed, so my husband was at home with my daughter and caught the fire quickly. However, it also happened at the same time that my son was getting off of the school bus. So our road was shut down due to the fire trucks, the school bus had gone around a different path, and when he got off the bus, he immediately saw what was going on and he was very scared. We had not put a plan in place or had the conversation with him about what to do if he came home and found an emergency situation. Fortunately, as I mentioned, it was a very minor fire and my husband was able to get to him very quickly and calm any fears that he had. But it was a good reminder for us that we needed a better family emergency plan in place. There are four steps that you can take with your family to prepare your home for an emergency. First, know what types of emergencies can affect your home. Certain types of emergencies are more likely to occur in specific geographic areas. For example, you may not know that you might be living in an area that is prone to flash flooding. Regardless of where you live, the number one home emergency is fire. Second, create an emergency plan. Hold a household meeting to discuss how you will respond to a home emergency. It should be clear that all household members will share responsibilities when an emergency occurs. Be mindful of which tasks are age appropriate for each household member. Discuss the following topics: how to deal with different types of emergencies. For example, fire, flood, or severe storm, there could be different actions that need to be taken. Create an evacuation plan. Identify two meeting places outside of your home. One should be in close proximity to your home, and the other should be away from your neighborhood in case you were not able to meet close to your home. This was the mistake that we had made with our son. We had not given him the information of where to go if he came home and found an emergency. Establishing a safe room in your home that will protect you and your family from emergencies, such as a severe storm. It's also a good idea to have an emergency kit in that safe place, as well as some fun things for the kiddos. So maybe a few toys that they don't get to play with very often, definitely a flashlight or two, and maybe a blanket and other items that would help your children feel safe if an emergency occurs. Identifying an out-of-area safety contact person who will be able to assist you. Additionally, consider discussing your emergency plan with a trusted neighbor who can help in the event of an emergency. Next, take emergency precautions. Examples of emergency precautions that may help you or your family deal with an emergency situation include post-emergency telephone numbers and central locations. Teach your children how and when to call 911 for emergency assistance. Install multiple fire extinguishers, at least one on each level of your home. Install smoke detectors, being sure that smoke detectors are located near all bedrooms. Stock up on emergency supplies such as food, water, flashlights, matches, and so forth. Take a first aid and CPR class. Next, practice your plan. Review your plan every 6 months. Conduct fire and emergency evacuation drills, test fire extinguishers and smoke detectors, and keep your emergency supplies well stocked. Make sure that every member of your household is familiar with your plan and feels comfortable asking questions. Be mindful that a good plan is one that is easily understood and can be adjusted as needed. These steps are a general plan for action, but because every family has unique needs, consulting other resources for more specific details will help you and your family be better prepared in an emergency. For example, consider conducting a quick internet search to determine what should be in your disaster supply kit. While creating your home emergency plan, you may also think of other steps that you need to take to ensure that your home and your family is prepared for an emergency. Being prepared can reduce fear, anxiety, and losses that commonly accompany home emergencies. Communication with your family is the best way to clear up any confusion and to be sure that everyone survives an emergency situation. This is one of those discussions that should not be put off. Hopefully, this is a plan that your family will not have to put into action, but it is still always a good idea to be prepared. Thank you for listening today, and I hope you join us for our next episode where we will discuss buying in bulk.
Striving to help military families balance both life and their checkbook. Thank you for listening to the eXtension Military Families Learning Network's Personal Finance Podcast. If you enjoyed today's podcast, have a question or show topic idea, leave a like and comment on Facebook at MFLN Personal Finance. You can learn more about the eXtension Military Families Learning Network at militaryfamilies.extension.org.